So I have the 6th string 3rd fret with finger 3. With it, I'll play the 3rd string 2nd fret with finger 2. Hit those together, and then keep the 3rd finger down, but then play the 3rd string open for me. And then I go to this. So this is finger 2 on the 6th string 2nd fret. Finger 3 is on the 3rd string 2nd fret. I'll play the 6th and 3rd strings together, then play the 4th and then the 2nd. And then I'll have this. Now this is based around an E minor chord, and I want to hold down the whole chord, even though I'm not hitting all of the strings. I'll have finger 2 on the 5th string 2nd, and finger 3 is on the 4th string 2nd. We'll also add in the 4th finger, which is your little finger, to the 2nd string 3rd fret. Hit the 6th and 2nd strings together. Then I want the 2nd string open, so take only the 4th finger off. And then what we'll have next is this. Now what I've done there is I hit the 4th string where I have my 3rd finger down. And then I'm going to slide it up 1 fret. And at the same time move my 2nd finger to the 6th string 3rd fret. And then I'll hit the 6th and 4th strings together. So if I go from that E minor where I have the 4th finger on the 2nd string 3rd fret, we have this. Then next we'll have this. Now that's finger 1 moving to the 5th string 2nd fret, along with finger 2 on the 3rd string 2nd fret. I hit these together, followed by the 2nd string open. And that's the first 2 measures of section A. Now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4.